AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is talking about immigrants who come to the U.S. illegally as Mexico moves thousands of troops to its southern border to try to stop immigrants moving north. The president spoke to ABC News chief anchor George Stephanopoulos about this.
More people crossing the border than ever before right now.
Well, that's because the economy is so good they're trying to come into our country. I mean, we have many more people wanting to come in, and they come for economic reasons. They're not coming for asylum.
The U.S. is pressuring Mexico to stem the flow of immigrants to the U.S. Over the weekend, Mexico increased enforcement, checking IDs, pulling immigrants off public transport, and intercepting trucks packed with hundreds of immigrants. It's been 25 years, and O.J. Simpson says he's got a little getting even to do. He's joined Twitter and posted a video.
The Associated Press spoke with him on the golf course in Las Vegas, where he lives. Simpson said Twitter will be fun, and he had some things to straighten out.
I got a little getting even to do.
Then came the next tweet, another video standing in front of a pool.
People have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that.
It's been 25 years since the grisly killings of his ex-wife and her friend transformed him from Hall of Fame football hero to murder suspect. I'm Julie Walker.
O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder charges. An off-duty LAPD officer shot and killed a man authorities say attacked him inside a Southern California Costco. But authorities are not revealing many details. Witnesses reported an argument between two people, then say they heard shots. Two other people were critically injured. One person shot dead and at least seven others wounded during a graduation party in Philadelphia. We don't know exactly what happened in this situation or why. There have been no arrests yet. This is AP Radio News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend?
We are a rumor.
Men in Black International.
Recognizable only as deja vu and dismissed just as quickly.
It was the top drawing movie in theaters this weekend, but earned a mere $28.5 million, according to studio estimates Sunday.
Men in Black has been compromised.
The three previous Men in Black movies all topped $50 million, and that's not accounting for inflation.
Every pet knows it's a dangerous world.
The Secret Life of Pets 2 slips to number 2 in its second weekend.
Aladdin has to open it.
While Disney's Aladdin hangs in at number 3. I'm Ben Thomas.
The world's aviation elite are gathering at the Paris Air Show. The event is showcasing electric planes, pilotless air taxis, and other cutting-edge technology. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.